According to Debbie Gilbert, who's running the Edgar Allan Poe Steampunk Workshop, steampunk is the 19th century vision of what 20th century life would look like. And back in the 19th century, people believed the future would be driven by steam.
So you just think of gears and steam-powered and weird prosthetics with gears, and it's a little dark. It kind of an offshoot of the punk era in the 80s, and the term steampunk was actually coined in the 80s.
And what does steampunk have to do with Edgar Allan Poe?
Poe has that dark side, and he certainly does fit into the whole steampunk genre. Maybe not mechanically so as, say, Jules Verne or H.G. Wells, but certainly in that visceral response that he solicits as you're reading his works, and they're kind of dark and grisly.
For the workshop, Debbie has laid out materials for making steampunk journals. There are gears from old watches and clocks, tea-stained paper, old keys and buttons and books. I walk around the workshop to see if anyone's love of Poe is inspiring their journal making.
Did you guys ever have to read Poe in school?
Yep.
What did you think?
I knew that I was falling asleep in almost every class, and when I got picked on, I had to look at my friend and say, what paragraph are we at now?
Okay, so maybe Poe is lost on this group of young people. With a plethora of sparkly vampire novels and hit zombie flicks competing full-time for their attention, it seems some just don't have the patience for Poe's slow-boil brand of suspense, not to mention his old English vocabulary. But for Poe aficionados, like Debbie Gilbert,
Poe will always be scary. I still, to this day, can walk by a brick wall with altered mortar, and I think, is there somebody behind that wall? It just gives you that major creep factor. And there are images and things from his works that just stay with you, like no other.
As for the workshop, everyone attending seems to really enjoy going through the steampunkified craft supplies and creating journals that, you never know, might end up looking just like Poe's.
I'm just trying to make the two covers first, but I have like three little diamonds and then some swirly wires. And then on the back, I put some lace on the back with a couple little doily snowflakes. And then I added like a quill.
Or maybe a little more like Bella Swan's. But hey, you never know. Edgar Allan Poe might have loved doilies too. For Word of Mouth, I'm Zach Nugent.
Situations are critical. You gotta look first before you go. If you wasn't too sure, then now you know. The situations are critical. Wait, okay, you gotta look before you go. Wait, okay, you gotta look before you go. Deep into the darkness where I hide, the monsters are buried down deep inside. You never know. Buried down deep where the sun don't shine. The monsters are buried down deep inside. But wait, okay, you gotta look before you go. You're wasting away. Okay, you gotta look before you go. Deep into the darkness where I hide, the dark.